USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House is debating a measure that would grant statehood to the nation's capital. Washington, D.C. currently only has a non-voting delegate in the U.S. House, and that delegate, Eleanor Holmes Norton, says it's taxation without representation.
The United States is the only democratic country that denies both voting rights in its national legislature and local autonomy to the residents of its nation's capital.
But most Republicans, like Georgia Congressman Jody Heiss, argue
our nation's founders made it clear that D.C. is not meant to be a state.
It's expected to pass the House, but it's unlikely to see action in the Senate. Consumer spending rose by a record 8.2% last month. It partly erased record plunges the previous 2 months. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good. I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, doing my best and tell me he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The FBI is searching for at least 15 people it says attempted to topple the statue of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Park near the White House last night. They say in a news release this morning they want to identify those responsible for vandalizing federal property. President Trump was talking about the efforts to topple such statues when he appeared at a town hall event in Wisconsin yesterday.
And you know, we can take things down too. I can understand certain things being taken down, but they ought to go through a process legally. And then we take it down, in some cases put them in museums or wherever they may go.
He added, however, that those who try to take those statues down themselves are violating federal law and should do at least 10 years in jail if convicted. The Wall Street trading day is only half over, but it's not going well so far. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 600 points in early trading. Investors have some concerns about coronavirus spikes and some states pausing their reopenings. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another country music group changing its name to remove what are considered controversial slavery-era references. The Dixie Chicks have now changed their name to The Chicks. As of now, they've done so on social media and on their website. They haven't issued a formal statement, though, on this change, but they do feature a quote on their website that says, "They wanted to meet this moment." Lady Antebellum recently renamed themselves Lady A. A government watchdog report claims the CDC hurt efforts to track coronavirus infections, making it more difficult for the nation to safely reopen. The Government Accountability Office report criticizes the agency for incomplete and inconsistent data, a delay in response to the virus, and shortages in testing supplies and protective equipment. More than 122,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19 complications. Costco's free samples are back, but in a whole new way. They're now prepackaged, and they're being kept behind plexiglass shields, but they are still free. So at least 30 stores have them so far, and the retail giant is saying that it will have more coming online soon at stores across the nation. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.